Good morning. Today I'd like to share with you a poem written by Emily Dickinson, an American poet born 1830 and died 1886. The name of the poem, The Soul Selects Her Own Society. The soul selects her own society, then shuts the door to her divine majority, present no more. Unmoved, she notes the chariots pausing at her low gate. Unmoved, an emperor be kneeling upon her mat. I've known her from an ample nation. Choose one. Then close the valves of her attention like stone. Thank you, Emily Dickinson. Ladies and gentlemen, not much is known about Emily Dickinson, about her life in itself. And like many artists, we do not get to discover the brilliant work or their artwork until their death. And that is the case in this situation. And we've learned much about her life through her writings. And this particular poem indicates how she valued her solitude. And she uses the soul as the soul chooses its companionship. The soul chooses who's going to be in that social circle. And as we continue with the poem, doesn't matter how high you are in society, whether you're prestigious, who you are, it's who the soul selects. And then it selects, that's it. And many of us are now beginning to step away from the busyness of the world. Many of you have decided to join the tiny house movement, or like myself, slower paced lifestyle, the soul living movement. You've begun to minimalize, and your life is changing. And if you've, some of you have even left your own countries, your own native countries, to go somewhere else where the life is just slower. What's happened here is that your soul now has decided to choose what it truly needs and what it wants. And for most of us, it is silence. We don't find that those moments in our days, just for quiet, just for ourselves, with nothing else, or doing something for the world where you expect nothing in return. So, what can we take away from this poem? Your soul will choose who it wants to be surrounded by. But in order to do this, you need to embrace solitude and not be afraid of it. Emily Dickinson, from what we know, was a loner. But that doesn't mean she was alone. It meant that she chose what company to keep. And perhaps many of us can begin to do that in a world where how many friends do you have on Facebook? How many followers do you have on TikTok or YouTube or wherever? You're not defined by those numbers, ladies and gentlemen. Pick and choose your social circle carefully. A handful of friends, or even one, can mean everything in your life, can bring meaning into your life. We had an episode about friendships, how to value different, you'll have friends from work, friends from your religious institutions or book clubs, and that's wonderful. Cherish those friendships and choose, but do choose carefully. You can have all those friendly acquaintances, but choose very carefully who you allow into that soul space. That space, better to have fewer or even one than have many who really don't care about you. And in a world that's so busy, that's what's happening. And I know many of you feel, I have so many followers. I have this. I have that. These are friends. That's why you get very disappointed. And we must learn to be very self-reliant by not being fooled by what is always told to you by people in your social circle. Now, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. And don't be afraid to make new friends. Don't be afraid to let people in. But be choosy. Allow the soul to choose. You know, most of you know who should be in your life and who shouldn't. You know. Your soul tells you. Your inner self tells you. But many of times, and I've done this many times, I have ignored those feelings only to sit and reflect and say, I knew it is Anuma's name. I knew I shouldn't have continued that relationship because it was going to be toxic or whatever. You just may not know why, but you know something doesn't feel right. Then don't be afraid to close the doors to certain people. So I like this poem, and this much you have to dive really deep into this poem. I have put the complete poem in the description box of YouTube, and I've also done in the show notes for my podcast community. It reminds us that the soul does choose. It really knows who it wants in its space, but we bypass that because we think, nah, that's okay. We want everybody, the more friends, the better. Not necessarily. So be picky and choosy. We can go all different directions with this poem, but I wanted to go into your social circle. Don't be afraid to say that you enjoy a life of solitude. That doesn't mean you're completely alone. It just means that you're choosy on who's going to be in your social circle. Food for thought.